What's up, guys? We have a listener question, and the question is from Billy. He says, could we hear a more in-depth explanation on how sauna and ice baths assist with recovery? I'm excited to use them, but I'd like to learn exactly why it should be. So I've got a couple of topics here. I've got anecdotally, I'll go into ice baths. I'm going to talk about inflammation and then saunas. Anecdotally, Billy, do you think I would spend $20,000 setting up a recovery area at my gym if I didn't think it was worth it? Answer that question. So anecdotally, you should probably know that if I believe it is beneficial, there's a strong certainty that it is. Secondly, I love the ice bath because it's the ultimate bitch test. And what I mean by bitch test is the people that go in ice baths are generally savages. And savages are generally the people that get results. And if you really think about that, it's 100% true. People who say they don't like ice baths are usually quite soft, generally speaking here, and I'm grouping a lot of people into it, but they're just not the type of people that push themselves in terms of pain or discomfort to get a result. And sometimes people that love ice baths are, you know, on the other end of the spectrum there, they're a little bit messed up. Nobody likes being uncomfortable. So when someone says, I don't like ice baths, obviously, you know, it's uncomfortable. Therefore, they do not like it. Therefore, they don't do it. That's why I do it, is because I fucking hate ice baths. Honestly, it's the worst thing in the world, but I spent over $8,000 on one because I want to get better at it, because I believe in the benefits. And primarily for me, it's the ultimate bitch test. There's a strong correlation between people who use ice bath and the ones that get the best results. So if you think about people that really take their recovery seriously, they're the ones that get the best results. If you think about people who really make an effort to get in an ice bath or a sauna, they're the ones who get the best results. Mentally, I fucking suck at ice baths. My first time, I was 5 seconds in there, and that's recently when we got our new ice bath. But I've got up to now, I'm doing 3 1-minutes at 2 degrees. It's something I'm really bad at, but personally for me, if it's something I work on, I get better at it. It's pretty, yeah, I guess simple. So what you need to know about science is science changes all the time. And I hate to turn this political, but if we flash back 2 years ago, you know, and particular thing that happened in the world and people were saying, trust the science. And then you fast forward to 2 years now, the science has changed. There's no difference in the science of that to saunas and ice baths. The science is always changing. Depends on like the researchers, how they conduct their research, new literature. Basically, if you want to prove something in science, it's provable in a certain way. So if you have a vested interest in proving something, there's a high likelihood that you're going to be able to prove that, depending on what it is. But you know, people will will stuff to come true. And I know that probably goes against the scientific method, but you know, that happens. And I am a scientist. I've got 2 science degrees. Feels weird saying that. I've gone down the whole route of science many times. So, you know, in terms of research and study and these types of things, like from what I've seen, I could find probably 10 studies on each of these things that prove they're good and then prove they're shit. But anecdotally, you need to know that, you know, I do think they're good and I think they have a benefit. So there is some research to support the use of ice baths for muscle recovery. There are heaps of studies that found that cold water immersion can reduce muscle soreness, fatigue after exercise, like that kind of stuff. The extent generally changes on each individual. A couple of other studies found that they may reduce inflammation and muscle damage after intense exercise. So what you're probably thinking here is, should inflammation be reduced after exercise? I think not. There's like a natural form of inflammation that happens after you damage a muscle, which your body needs to naturally heal from. But let's talk about inflammation. So chronic or excessive inflammation can have negative effects on the body, we could all agree. Prolonged inflammation can contribute to diseases and conditions such as heart disease, cancer, and autoimmune disorders. So obviously they're not great things to have. There are heaps of factors that can contribute to chronic inflammation, including like a poor diet, stress, lack of physical activity, cold exposure, and exposure to environmental toxins. So there are some research that suggests anti-inflammatory diets, training regularly, managing stress, what may help reduce chronic inflammation. This is where I see ice baths come in handy for reducing this stuff. ice bath and sauna as well. Not so much the post-workout inflammation, because your body needs to do its job with that and reduce that on its own. It's important to know here that like inflammation is a normal and necessary part of good health. So reducing it completely after exercise is probably not the greatest thing. But then on the other hand, if you start thinking about, is any ice bathing better than no ice bathing? I think I would agree with that. And then on along with those that train of thought there, it's you would say that any time you could get an ice bath would be better than not getting an ice bath. I'm sure you can agree with that as well. So if you are concerned with inflammation and its effects on your health, I would definitely speak with a healthcare practitioner on that. So there's two types of inflammation here. There's the good type after training, and the bad type is from stuff or factors that you should be improving and working on. I find that ice bathing and sauna is working on the bad inflammation from your diet or exposure to heavy metals and toxins in the environment or stress or these types of things. So I just want to talk about the tipping point of inflammation and disease. So inflammation is one of the key drivers in chronic illness and disease. So like cancer and those types of things and diseases, they don't just happen. They happen from, you know, inflammation builds up over years, and then at some point it presents itself as a disease. It's something that's always going on in our body, and our ability to reduce inflammation is key in warding off those chronic diseases. So for ice baths, in terms of a weekly dose, I would start with 10 minutes total. You can divvy that up however you want. For me, I do that 3 days a week, about 3.5 minutes each. So I'll do one set at a minute, 2 second set at a minute, third set a minute and a half. I'll do that three times, and that will give me 3 times 3.5 is 10.5 minutes. And I just want to mention here, guys, there's a difference between an ice bath and a cold water immersion session. Cold water immersion sessions are those types you get at football clubs where they have a bin. They put a bit of ice in it and it's about 10 degrees. It's not really an ice bath, okay? An ice bath is close to freezing point, close to zero. So we have ours at about 1 to 2 degrees at the gym. I would consider that an ice bath, okay? And the potential benefits of that would, in my opinion and anecdotally, be greater than cold water immersion. Next up, I'm going to talk about saunas. So saunas are a traditional form of heat therapy that's basically been used for centuries. They used to build them out of like rocks and clay, you know, hundreds of years ago. They use them in Indian tribes, American Indian tribes, essentially all around the world. The main benefits are relaxation, improved circulation, reduced muscle soreness, improved cardiovascular function, and improved skin. Just on the improved cardiovascular function, some research has shown and some researchers have said that it has a similar function to doing low intensity cardio on the body. So 20 minutes in a sauna could equal 20 minutes of walking for your body, which is pretty crazy. So if you're super fucking lazy, then you know getting in a sauna could be a good thing. Let's talk about the relaxation component on it. The heat and humidity essentially promotes relaxation and a sense of well-being. I haven't really heard of someone getting out of a sauna and feeling terrible unless you've, you know, gone too hard with it. Next up, the improved circulation. Saunas generally help with blood circulation and help the body reduce and eliminate toxins. That comes out in your skin as sweat. Thirdly, muscle soreness. The heat generally of the sauna will help reduce muscle soreness and stiffness. I like to stretch in the sauna when I'm in there, even if that's just small stuff like wrists and elbows and ankles and these types of things. Stretching is great. We did talk about the improved cardio function, but the last one is the skin. Generally, you have an improved appearance on your skin. It's important to note that, you know, like I said before, the research is not fully established on saunas, so this is all anecdotal. My suggestion to you, if you are interested in saunas and ice baths, I would give it a go. My recommendation for dosage on saunas is 60 minutes per week, 20 minutes per session, three times. So you could do 20 minute sauna, 1.5 minute ice bath, back to back, three times a week, make it a routine. Do it for a month, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever, and then measure how you feel. If that's the only difference or discrepancy in your routine, then you'll probably have a good anecdotal feel of what the effects of it are. So if you liked this podcast answering this Q&A question, please go to my website, www.helixsp.com. Go to the podcast tab and then submit a question on there. I will answer that on this show. Thanks for listening.